This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, we're going to have some fun today. Mike Miller. Let me just make sure I get all this. Two-time NBA champion. High school coaching state champion. Head of one of the most successful sports agencies in the world, Let It Fly Team Management. Proud husband and father. And former Memphis Tiger basketball assistant coach. Do I have all that?
Yes.
Well, we got to turn his mic on. We got to get
it. It's on. It should be on.
Is it on?
Am I live?
There we go.
All right. There we go.
Yeah, you got it all, Coach.
And, Florida Gator.
Yeah.
Which is relevant now.
Super relevant. It's always relevant. We had this conversation last time.
Yeah. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here.
Oh, you're welcome, Patrick.
It was not easy. I'm going to say that. And before we get underway, like I do, you know, we're friendly, all that. You know, this is not about to be softball.
You're coming at me.
Chummy. You know, no, this is like a real professional interview.
I'm suited.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm suited.
What's going on? I mean, you were in Vegas.
Yeah.
You
were too.
I ended up canceling it. I didn't go. Because as Madison pointed out, I was going too late. I messed the booking up. If you're going to go to Summer League, you got to go the first weekend so I can see the big dogs. Now, Jeremiah Fears is still going.
Yeah, at
least he was as of last game. We'll see today. How's life, man?
I'm good. I'm here. 9-2-9. You know what I mean? Stand up.
You did it. You made it.
Yeah, I made it. You know, so this is another bucket list thing I can check off.
You've been on the show before.
Yeah, but I just didn't think I was ever going to get the invite back. So, like, you know, my whole thing is just a model of consistency. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I've been consistently good enough to come back on 9-2-9, which is a box I can check now.
And I also needed to.
Thank you for the claps. I like that.
I should have mentioned the OGs.
Oh, yeah.
The OGs podcast, which is.
Yeah, I'll tune in. Like, subscribe, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, are you ever going to do anything with your life?
No, I'm trying.
I mean, this is crazy, bro. It is like, I really hate to gas you up more than anything in life. You know that. But it does feel like everything you touch is successful.
Yeah, I've had some failures, Coach. I have.
Do you really believe that you've had failures?
Yeah, but I learned from them, Coach. I know you haven't done it yet, but once you learn, once you fail, you learn.
Well, they say no L's, just lessons.
Just that's it. Look at this guy.
And that's what they say.
Rap lyrics in your pocket.
That's what they say.
Oh, is that what they say?
I don't know. I don't know how it feels, but
who says that?
I don't know who says it. I don't know. Maybe
let's talk about something for the people. What are we talking about?
Well, I mean, I think there's a lot to talk about, man.
Let's do it.
I really have like philosophical questions for you.
Oof, I don't like that.
Maybe you don't want to think this early?
No, I mean, first of all, I can't think, period, but this early is a little tough.
Well, you know, hey, you knew you had an interview today. Maybe you should have been a little more responsible. We'll get to your clients and all that. We got plenty of time for that. But, like, you have, I think the agency, you've been doing this since COVID, right?
Yeah.
And so I think between this and being married to Jen,
mm-hmm.
it's like the two longest things you've ever done at one time in your entire life, right? Like, so it's amazing that
my playing career was 17 years.
I know, but not with the same team.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
You know, which is not a bad thing. Yeah. I mean, you made lots of money.
Yeah, yeah.
But I guess I'm just sort of, just knowing you, it feels like you are addicted to the chase of things.
Yeah.
Like, I'll just use Memphis basketball as an example. Yeah, yeah. You came in with no coaching experience, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And I think the allure of that was, people don't think I can come in here and do this. They think this is so hard. I'm going to show them it's not hard. Mm-hmm. I'm going to show them. I think agent, same thing, right? You didn't have, I mean, you played 17 years, so you had a ton of networking that you had already built up.
Yeah.
But, like, you didn't have a relationship with these kids for 10, 15, 20 years. You had to go make that. Mm-hmm. And then you get Paolo Banchero when nobody thought Lyft was going to get Paolo Banchero. But can you just sort of speak to, after as somebody that's made $100+ million in their life, that's been successful in everything they've done, what drives you?
The challenge. You know, the hardest thing for any professional athlete or any successful business person or anything you do in life is when you're done, is replicating that challenge. You'll never duplicate walking into a locker room for a playoff basketball game. I understood that. But at the same time, I needed something to keep me going. I needed something to challenge me. And like you said on some of the stuff, a lot of stuff I've gotten into now is like ex-players don't do that.
Right.
Or players don't do that. And that's why I'm so proud of Penny, even at Memphis. Is like, no one expected him to be here this long and do what he's doing and be successful every year, year in and year out. Those challenges are what we need. You know what I mean? Like, it's always something new. It's always something that challenges you. And, like, to me, that's why I get into the stuff I get into. And you're right. I don't stay in it very long because it's like, okay, I've conquered that. Now let's
right,
go somewhere
right,
else.
Right, 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 right.
But, you know, I think I'm at home now with what I'm doing. I know I'm at home with what I'm doing because it's a field where I can, you know, continue to help these young men and at the same time challenge me on the basketball side of things.
And it's like, because there was a time where, all right, maybe you were going to be a coach.
Yeah, I loved it.
And then you did the high, you know, obviously you coached Mason and Mav, and yep. then you moved on from there. Okay, got the title. What's next?
Mm-hmm.
You know, anything else for you clowns, right? But is that something that you're done with, you think, coaching? Or do you think there's a way you ever get back into that?
No, I'm done. I'm done with that.
Okay.
The Lyft is what I'm doing now. We built this from scratch. I got a great team around me. We built it from scratch. And a lot of it was the challenges early where they can't do this, they can't.
Right.
And quite frankly, they're kind of right. You know what I mean? Like, going into it, no company's really outside of Clutch, maybe,
right,
is able to come in here and sustain and have longevity in this business without getting just pushed aside by the big dogs, right?
But so, you loved that, though.
Hell yeah.
That's why you did it, because you're like, I mean, you and LeBron are like, you know, best friends, but you wanted to show, you know, that it could be done.
It's obviously it can be done. You just got to grind it and work it, right? And then it's like you talk about Paolo. Like, obviously it takes people like that. It took our class at Memphis to commit to us and to believe in us and do those
yep.
things, right? It took Paolo to believe in us, and obviously he gets to go number one, and now he's got his max contract. Like, there's not a whole lot they can say anymore, you know what I mean?
Right.
So now we just keep building off of it. And
okay, so like, you've got Paolo.
Yeah.
Nobody thought he would go number one.
Yeah.
Woj even tweeted he was going third or second or whatever. Right?
But Woj is never wrong.
Woj is never wrong,
yeah.
And you still got him going to number one.
Yeah.
You get Jeremiah Fears, top seven pick. Yeah. You've got a bunch of other clients who are high-level NBA players. So you didn't have an agency, then you built one.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't have players, now you got players. So what's the next thing? You know what I'm saying? Like, what is the next objective? Like, what are you chasing with Lyft now?
I like that. Good question.
I mean, because you
got it. We got news coming.
Oh, you got news coming.
Yeah, we got news coming.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we got news coming. So tune in.
Where am I tuning in? The OGs? Is that where it's going to be?
I'll drop it on 92.9.
Okay, well, so it'll be another 7 years.
I got to finalize it yet, though.
So it'll be out in 2032.
That's when you get me back on here?
Yeah.
I'm a model of consistency.
No, actually, you did come on. You were nice enough to come on the day after you won a state championship at Houston.
Yeah, I did.
I think that's
great.
I think
show, by the way.
I think that Brandon Miller in that game?
Yeah, we beat Brandon Miller in the championship game.
That's pretty amazing.
It was.
And then you're like,
you know what I learned about coaching?
What?
Get the best players and get out the way.
Yeah, because you ran into it a little bit before Christmas, and then you added Johnny Money.
You got to coach. It's all about
it. It's crazy.
It's all about good awareness. You
yeah.
know what I mean? Like,
I knew you needed one more piece.
I knew I was a good coach, so let's hide those blemishes and go get the best players.
Okay, so you're not ready to announce what's next, but you're still, like, you're still, you know, pushed? You still feel pushed?
Yeah, because there's still, at the end of the day, you know, I still got to continue to prove myself in this field. Like, we're very, very proud of what Lyft has done, but we still make mistakes and we still got to be better. And so, like for me now, as I've gotten a little bit older, I've been able to say, hey, listen, man, all right, slow down.
Yeah.
Get better. It's not about the next thing anymore.
Right.
Right? It's about how do I get this better and how can I dominate this? And it's hard. This is a hard business. There's a lot of great agents out there, man.
Yeah.
It's a hard business.
And there's a lot. I can only imagine how much BS you have to.
And the reality of the situation is when you really come back and look at it for me personally, not Lyft, but for me personally.
Yeah.
I'm going after the same 30 guys that everyone else is going after.
Exactly.
It's not like college basketball where you're going after, you know, the top 150.
Right.
Right? Or the top 400 because, you know, guys are unranked or really good.
Yeah.
You got to see them.
Portal.
In this business, every draft cycle, you're going after that top 30. And I want to be in that first round. I want to be in that. So it's that's the challenge that motivates me is, okay, on top of that, building the relationship with the kid and training the kids is my favorite part to do. And that's why, you know, I don't know how long my old ass can keep doing it.
Right. I was going to ask
you. But, you know, I mean, but that's one of the biggest joys I have right now is doing the pre-draft.
And the workouts.
And training, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about some clients.
Can I say ass on here?
Yeah, you can say, I mean, yeah.
Okay.
I gave you, you know, ass, damn.
Okay.
And there are some gray area ones we can figure out.
Yeah.
I mean, just... gauge his reaction.
Okay.
You know,
I've got the delay ready for the radio.
You got the delay? Okay.
But I think stream, we're good.
I think you'll most likely slip up at some point, but that's all right. Let's talk about your new client, Jeremiah Fears,
yes.
Top 7 pick, yes. Went to New Orleans.
Obviously, a rock star.
Yeah. So, you know, watching him in Oklahoma, he kept that Oklahoma team from being a 4-1 team. Now, there's just no doubt about it. What about him? Is he a guy you think that steps in day one in New Orleans as a starter? Like, what's that look like?
He does.
Okay.
You know, when you look at the top 10 picks in this draft, or the top 10 teams that were picking this draft, New Orleans was one that we had circled just because DeJounte Murray, who's really, really good, is coming off an Achilles. So it gives Jeremiah an opportunity to play right away, but with a team that should be, if they stay healthy, really, really good. You know, I mean, I think it's a mix. Like young kids walking in, especially point guards, it's a mix of, yeah, you want playing time so you can grow and get better. But at the same time, if you're asked to do too much, it's almost like an NFL quarterback, right? When you're a rookie, you come in. Some people can adjust to that. Some people can handle it.
Yep.
But for him, as dynamic as he is, I know his personality. He wants to be on that court and he wants to play. He's competitive. He's competitive, super competitive. So, like, having that opportunity to play, learn from DeJounte while he's injured right now.
Yeah.
And then play alongside Zion and Trey and Herb and those guys. Like, understanding those things is really going to help him so he doesn't have to do too much, but he can be who he is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think by the time you get to All-Star break, you're going to see a completely different Jeremiah Fears, and it's going to be exciting to see.
I like the setup, man, because you kind of just basically have you got the Amtrak to New Orleans, and then you just got the Orlando. So you kind of just got the L in terms of your clients. You know, you're pretty – you got the region set up pretty nicely, man. You could just hit one of A to B, man.
Exactly right.
I mean, you've once again, Mike wins.
There's an Amtrak?
Yeah, right to New Orleans.
Oh, I'm hitting that.
No, I mean, you fly commercial.
Yeah.
I mean, you fly Spirit.
100% I do. Me and Spirit got
crazy.
A bond.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
You and Spirit have a bond?
Yeah, big bond, coach. Big bond.
I just find that, like, I have not made $100 million yet, but I would not even
coach,
fly Spirit.
Coach, I just flew Spirit home from Vegas.
You flew Spirit home from Vegas?
Yeah, direct, baby. Let's go. What are we talking about?
Not even Allegiant.
No. No, Spirit. Me and Spirit got a bond, coach.
So they have like priority seating, or is it just?
Oh yeah, big seat, coach. Big seat, coach.
Like, you know, Southwest, you got to fight over the seat. You got to wrestle. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the. Again, I've never flown. I refuse to fly on a yellow plane.
Hey, I'll tell you what. I'll take anything direct. So yeah. Orlando, Spirit is.
Nah, I hear you. I feel you.
Yeah. Because here's the deal, man. Even like the thing that's gonna be frustrating about New Orleans. Is that Memphis? Can we start a petition right now to up our airport?
They have.
No. Airport's beautiful right now, but let's get some more direct flights.
We're losing some in New York.
To go to New Orleans, I have to go through Atlanta or Dallas, which is shocking.
That is pretty stupid.
You know what I mean? So like, I'll probably be driving that one.
Which is like to you know, given what you do. It is amazing that you've kept a home base in Memphis.
I love Memphis.
I know you get asked this question once a quarter, but like now that you have to go to all these places in a way that, you know, it's not chartered anymore, you know, I mean, I'm sorry, but, you know, you have to be responsible for your own travel.
Give me that 92.9 plane, man.
Oh, yeah.
That's
the Fred Flintstone.
Yeah, what is it? Is it? Yeah. You got me on the yabba dabba?
But you kept your home. I mean, I know you have other spots, but you live here.
Yeah, I love it here. I'm building a house here right now.
You're building another house here.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
I love Memphis.
That's not just you saying that.
I, I'm building a house here, bro.
But like, why? Like, why do you?
I love it here.
Is it good for your business,
Coach? When you sit back and think about this, all right. So a majority of my entire life was in Memphis. When you look at it, not my 1 through 17 or 1 through 18 when I lived at home.
Yeah.
But for my professional career, 9, 10 years were here. I built relationships here. I'm part of the city here. Like I truly take pride in that. Like
yeah.
Like this city has touches of me. Like they've made parts of me.
Right.
My toughness, my basketball, like all that stuff. Like I love the city, man.
You have worked or played for every basketball team here.
I have.
So it makes sense. I mean, high school level coach, college level coach, Grizzlies twice.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if you did the semi pro here, but
they tried to give me a name.
Yeah. Yeah. Would you cut it today in the semis?
I mean, listen, if we can play zone on one end and I can just pick and pop on the other,
okay.
Outside of like surgeries.
Yeah.
I'd give him one game.
Yeah, I think that's good for ticket sales.
yeah, it sure would be, wouldn't it?
Another guy that I want to ask you about, and I know he's part of the stable. He may not necessarily be, you know, the guy that you were recruiting or what have you, but I hope I'm saying his name right. Noah Esenge.
Yes, he's really good, coach.
The poster heard around the world.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I'm curious to get a perspective from somebody who played the game, because I do think there's a separation from those who didn't versus those who did in terms of how they feel about that dunk.
I mean, listen, coach. If you play long enough, you're gonna get caught. Everyone's been caught. Like, you know what I mean? Like the fact that he went unchallenged. Now the fact Furphy got him pretty good. Let's be honest. The reason y'all are laughing about it is because of his facial reaction. It's not the dunk.
I mean, yeah, but the dunk was disgusting.
Keep things.
I thought the expression matched the dunk.
I mean, 100%. He was like, "Whoa, like, that was nice. That was nice."
Like, I can't believe
at the end of the day, man.
That.
Everyone's been caught. If you say you haven't been caught,
right.
You're lying. Maybe you haven't because you ain't been playing in the rugged courts. You went under the rec.
I have private games.
See,
yeah,
you
I make sure that
you control who plays against
100%.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can you dunk? You're out.
all right, they ain't got to worry about asking you that question, though, coach.
That's right. I'm a shooter. That's my game.
He's a shooter.
Game. Yeah.
Okay.
I would hope that, you know, you would recognize that.
I do.
Maybe not. Maybe your eye isn't as good as it used to be. But, yeah, I tend to agree. I'm like, you know, he's contesting. Like, that says a lot about the kid.
Yeah.
Because most kids are like, yeah, I let him go. I let him.
He went on to have 21 or 22 points.
Yeah, I think he's actually going to be a really good pro.
He'll be really good.
Yeah, he's got all.
He's a baby too. I got two young kids.
He looked more mature than I expected.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like with his offense, like out there
playing that pro league, brother.
Yeah,
playing that pro league.
We're talking to Mike Miller, two-time champion, Let It Fly team management, Memphian, former Grizz, Florida Gator, former Memphis Tiger basketball assistant coach here on the show. All right, there was a big trade involving one of your clients' teams. Desmond Bane is going to Orlando.
Yeah.
Tyus Jones also to Orlando. And now they've sort of become, they've gone from this young upstart to now they're like the pick out of the East.
Yeah.
Is that justified?
Yeah, it should be. I mean, listen, at the end of the day, when you really, and I've said this a bunch now with the way the NBA is built right now with the tax consequences, the first and second apron, we won't get into the details of it all, but you have small runways to win. You know, you saw that with Boston. Win or lose this year, or Tatum going down, they had to make these adjustments. They weren't going to pay the $500 million apron. So, like, for me, when you look, and I was proud of what Jeff Weltman did in Orlando, was everyone talks about the picks. Well, the reality of the situation is you have a small runway to win. If you don't win the next 2-3 years, you're probably trading one of these guys and getting a lot of those picks back anyways. So, you know, for us, if you look, and I say for us, because I have Wendell and Pollard on there, but for us.
Well, you also played there.
Yeah, yeah. But when you look at it, and it sucks. You don't ever want this, but Halliburton's out in Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
Tatum's out in Boston.
Yep.
The Knicks are good, no question about it. But they're beatable too, right?
Yeah.
And so if you look at the whole thing for Orlando, it's like we might have the best starting five in the East right now.
Mm.
I mean, you're talking about Suggs, Dez, Paolo, Franz, and Wendell Carter. I mean, it's hard to compete against that. And what I really like about the Dez trade is, and you guys obviously here in Memphis know a lot about Desmond. First, he's an unbelievable human being. Second, he does a lot more on the basketball court than just shoot the basketball. But the biggest glaring weakness in Orlando was shooting the basketball. And guys like Paolo needed space. Well, he's doing that automatically without shooting the basketball right now. He's optically made it easier for Paolo to get buckets, which I love.
I just ask you this sort of generally from the Grizzlies' perspective. What do you think their idea is by trading away Desmond Bane? Like I don't really know, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think, like, I kind of answered in the middle of the beginning of this question.
Oh, excuse me.
No. I'm just telling you, because of if you're Memphis, and they had a big decision to make, and I think they did the right thing for themselves as well. You've had this core together, Jaren, Ja, Desmond,
for a long time. Yep.
They haven't got the success they ultimately wanted because of injuries, whatever.
Right.
But that's fine. You ultimately come fork of the road. We got to pay Jaren.
Right.
Okay. Well, if those three guys together have gotten you this far, and you're going to be a tax team,
yep.
You got to make a decision.
Yeah.
Right. It doesn't like it's almost like okay, what can we get the best deal for right now at this point?
Yeah.
And so I think it just was one of those things. It wasn't nothing Des did.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously,
oh, yeah,
he played
yeah.
great, and he was awesome here. It's just they need to change the scene. They need to mix it up.
Well, don't you think like in the league, man? Like, and I go back and forth on this, but like there is value in being a consistent playoff team.
Yeah.
I mean, 29 teams are going to enter the season next year
yeah.
and not win the championship,
yeah.
right? I mean, 16 teams enter the playoffs, mm-hmm. one team wins it.
Mm-hmm.
So I just like I said after that Thunder series, they probably got to do something.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't necessarily know. Like, I you know, sometimes you just look at something, something has to change. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you what. I don't know. I'm not paid to do that.
But you know this though, like looking at it, you're smart enough to understand. I can give you a little bit of credit there.
Thanks.
I'll take it back. Maybe you aren't smart enough.
Let's see.
But when you look at that team, the only significant changes you can make is out of one of those three guys.
Right. Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
right.
They make all the money.
So, yeah. I mean, and at the end of the day, that's what we're dealing with.
No, you can't trade Jocks. He's a box office, right?
So,
I understand that.
100%. So here's where you're at, though. Like, when you say you got to make change, that's going to have to be one of those guys.
Right.
And that's why it's going to be interesting to see the league by doing the apron. People can bitch about the aprons and all that.
Yeah.
It's made a lot more parity. When I was playing, which is 40 years ago, when I was playing, like there was like three or four teams in October lacing up that had a chance to win it.
Oh well, yeah.
Now there's more though.
Wasn't there like the same finals four years in a row?
But that's like, what I'm saying. So like, so you got to have the good with the bad, right? Okay, maybe smaller runways makes more exciting trades. You've seen more big name guys being traded.
Oh yeah, the Celtics. Tore everything down.
You're seeing stuff like that change. So like, you got to they're good with the bad. So when you walk into a season now, like okay, shit,
it's fine, bro.
You got 8 teams.
We'll send you the FCC invoice.
eight, nine teams that can win it.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And we're talking about the East like this. Obviously, injuries play a part in that, but you're talking about the East right now. It's wide open.
Right, right. No, I mean, that's why I think, like, Orlando actually, I mean, I think the Tyus acquisition is
awesome.
Like, yeah. Like
Lyft Sports Management stand up.
Oh, he's Lyft too?
Yeah, buddy. What you talking about?
Man, that's crazy. That and Angel
and I like
Reese.
The thing.
And
yeah, you're on top of your game.
Angel Reese too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah.
Angel Reese is Lyft Management.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys really have. You guys are disruptors. That's what.
We're disrupting something. Well, I don't know what it is.
Well, yeah. I mean, you went from South Dakota to Florida, dude.
That's disruptive.
It is, and I think that's why you wanted to do it too.
Yeah.
I think. Like, I mean, weren't you being recruited by like Tubby Smith? Everybody was like, "Oh, he's just gonna." Everybody goes to Kentucky. He's going to Kentucky. You're like, "No, I'm gonna go to a place that has like literally no basketball tradition as a McDonald's All-American, and I'm gonna." Start it there.
I tell the story. My mom wanted me to go to Kansas. My dad wanted me to go to Kentucky, so I chose Florida.
That's actually smart.
Yeah.
That way, both parents are disappointed.
So Kansas, obviously, with Roy and his Kansas. Being in South Dakota, it's like, you know what I mean? That's it, right? Kansas.
Right.
And I had family there. My mom's sister lived there, so she wanted me to go there.
Oh, that's perfect.
My dad's brother lived in Kentucky, so he wanted me to go there.
Perfect.
So, you know, I said, damn.
Nobody gets what they want.
No one goes to Florida. First of all, at that point, no one went to Florida. Right?
No, I mean, Billy Donovan as this young charismatic guy, but I don't think they had won anything yet.
No, he was like 30 years old.
Right.
You know what I mean? And Jay Will was box office, one of my favorite players still to this day.
That's crazy.
Stand up.
That's crazy.
So like, you know, I was just one of those things where I've always wanted to do stuff differently. Now I could have just blown up in my face, but it worked out in my favor, thank goodness.
Yeah. How much time do you have? What can you go to? What's he got to do?
Coach, I have a noonish thing.
Okay, a noonish thing. All right, perfect. We'll maximize this.
Let's ask the people. Are they bored?
Huh?
Are the people bored? We can get off.
No, I don't think so. No, I'm just trying to. I'm working around you, big dog.
Oh,
all right, people just don't understand how 7 years it took
to get back on here.
Yeah, well,
52.
Yeah, 52 years.
Yeah, 52. Yeah. Well, 52 clock. Yeah, that, you can go 52 if you want.
Gotcha.
Gets Mike to his noon.
Yeah. So when you obviously there's more for you, I think, in basketball. You know, there have been some flirtations with, you know, NBA front offices and things like that. So we'll see where this goes. But like, what would you say when you, whether it's playing, whether it's coaching, whether it's whatever, like what brought you the most fun? Like what was like, and like, a, if you don't just tell me plan, but like give me a specific, if you're saying plan, give me a specific time. The playoffs.
Playoff basketball is the best thing on planet Earth.
That's same where you had the most fun.
Yeah, same close.
And what was, I mean, what was,
I mean,
so?
I'm glad you pumped the brakes on me a little bit. Competitive, like challenging stuff. So growing up, when I'd go, my dad would drop me off at the ABCD camp where I wasn't supposed to be. I begged to get in it, right? Like I literally wrote letters and begged to get in the ABCD All-American. Yeah, I'm from South Dakota. This is back before social media. I mean, this is.
Oh, you wrote like letters.
Like rocks and chisels, you know what I mean?
You wrote, like, who were you writing letters to? Like Sonny Vaccaro?
Yeah, all the head guys.
Wow.
You know, trying to just begging to get into these things. And so like, and then you get dropped off and you're like, oh, okay, what am I doing here now? You know what I mean? Like, oh, it's just real.
It's fine, it's bro. Real. Again, that's another 50
so
bucks.
So I was like, this is real. And then you challenge yourself. So competitive challenges like that NCAA tournament with Florida, unbelievable challenges, right? The mental and the physical challenges. So playoff basketball fits in that. Obviously, I've said it on my OG's podcast a million times. When you get done through the NBA playoffs, and we are fortunate enough to make NBA final runs, you're so mentally drained. Because every possession is something. So it's like those are the things that I miss the most about playing is those challenges that you can and cannot control.
Yeah. You know, the season length is crazy.
It is.
Because you also played before, like you played when it was like a hard 82, bro. Everybody's playing 75 games. Yeah. Like in this. And
there,
I think
that was. There was a run. It's probably can't walk no more. There was a run. It's like me and AI were like the most minutes played in the league. And that's a fun stat for you guys over there, Sneaky Hembo.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was like, I was like top five, and I think AI was obviously always the minute leader per game.
Well, I mean, I think like that would be the case for the way it is played today.
Yeah.
Because like you can't walk. Yeah. I mean, you need to like mass on Madison Avenue, like, come on, Grandpa, let's get you in here. Like, I mean, right?
Yeah.
Because like guys are not, dude, I bet if I pulled up your career, like you probably would have 75, 80, 82. Like you probably had 82 games.
You know what? I started off playing like my rookie year, I think I played all 82. After that though, when I started getting broken down, my back was bad.
Right.
So I had back and forth with that, but you know, for the most part, I tried to play as many as I could.
Yeah. And I mean you had 82 rookie year, like you said, 63. Yep. You had a lot of 60s,
yep.
70s, yep. 70. I mean, but again, imagine if a guy goes, I'm looking at your Grizzlies years right now. Mm-hmm. 65, 76, 74, 70, 70.
Average minutes, though.
Oh, yeah. The minutes were in the, like, 30s.
Played 82 with Memphis in 13, 14.
How about that?
How you like those apples?
Not only 20 minutes a game.
I guarantee. What's your gambling platform here?
A lot.
All of them.
I bet that wasn't on the bingo card.
Bro.
82 and 13, 14.
Kalshi is where I bet on the CEO to keep his job for the rest of the month from Astronomer.
Well, by the way, what kind of odds you get?
I got 51%. He blasts through the end of the month.
This is that CEO, by the way.
The Coldplay guy.
You think that dude, he's staying?
Yeah, he's the CEO. Yeah. I mean,
listen, there's going to be some kind of repercussions for him.
Yeah,
but that's going to, it's the bet.
I'm with you. I think he keeps his job.
I don't know. Like, the bet is just through the end of the month.
So what happens does it pay out? Because I know you get into this stuff pretty good. Does it pay out if he gets suspended?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Only if he leaves.
I think you're good.
Bro. And plus, an investigation takes time.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, 30 days. You're winning that?
I think it's
2 weeks. What
were the odds, coach? 51%. So it was like, you know.
What I'm saying, like, plus what?
Yeah. It was like minus 110.
Oh, so you basically
like,
yeah, money.
It's like, yeah, minus one, like more or less.
What a great bet.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that I could bet on that is like ridiculous.
No,
like
this what, world.
What is like Black Mirror, man. But yeah, you played in 06, 07, you played 39 minutes a game.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Nuts.
Yeah.
And you played 70 games.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just, that's not normal. All right, a couple more things. And thank you for being here.
Of course.
This is a lot of fun. When you came into Memphis as an assistant, it was a different time, man. Like, I'm almost kind of sad in a way because, like, recruiting was still kind of the pure form, you know what I mean? Like, I'm in favor of players getting paid. Like, they bring value to the university. Yeah. That's the way it works. But, like, that was, you know, you came in 18-19, did 19-20, and that was kind of the last 2 years before NIL became a thing. That it still mattered, like recruiting and relationships, and I just like, do you as someone, you know, who you got kids in college, you know, so you've seen both sides of it. Do you miss that part of it where it was about like, hey, this guy cares about my kid, et cetera?
Yeah, I mean, I think you know, it's challenging. It's challenging for coaches and players now. I mean, if you look at it and you just, let's just use Memphis because we're here right now, right? Every year he's recruiting a new team.
Yep.
And you're recruiting your own guys and other players. And you do lose part of that relationship stuff, which is where you gain your trust with players. It's where you're allowed to yell and scream at them because I know it's coming from a place of, you know what I mean? Like, because you love them. Like, when you go through that stuff, like, you build a real true relationship with them. It's kind of what I do on the agency side when I recruit them and then train them.
Yep.
You build that trust. That's a little bit gone for sure. And every year you're redoing it. And, you know, I think it's for the kids that do it and the families that do it the right way, I think it's awesome. Because it's like, and I'll tell my kids every time I'm going through it and advising them as an agent through this process is pick the best place with the best relationships. We'll make the money work. Right. And what's really hurting right now is that people are just taking the most money and then they're wondering why it doesn't work.
Well, yeah.
You don't know who you're playing for. You don't know the system, the style. You don't know their roster creation. You don't know any of those things. So like you're missing that. Before, the questions were, okay, who's all coming? Who's all going to be on the team? That's no more, because you can't even answer the question, first of all.
Right.
Like, if you come to me at the end of the year and say, hey, who's going to be on your team? No one knows. So it makes it really, really tough to really build a roster and be consistent with it.
Yeah. Do you believe that your brother Ryan will be able to overcome Ernie's involvement in the program at Murray State?
It's going to be an uphill climb for sure.
I mean,
it's going to be amazing to see if those guys don't duke it out at least two or three times.
I mean, like, it is awesome that, like, your brother and your cousin are, like,
dope.
And Ernie is getting a real – I mean, obviously your brother's getting a head coaching opportunity, which is great. He's been grinding for that. But he's also bringing along. So, I mean, how excited are you for those two?
Listen, I'm super excited about that. Obviously, Ernie's always been engaged in basketball forever, entrenched in it. My brother's grinded his ass off for a long time, and it's finally coming, you know, coming for him. You know what I mean? But having those two there and then having my son there –
like yes, it's your son there. Yeah.
Yeah, and now that I can really just drive down the road and watch all the home games, like it's I'm excited for it. It's gonna be a great year.
Yeah. And then
Ryan can coach.
Yeah, we'll find out. Yeah. But he's got a team.
He does got a nice little roster. They've done a good job.
Do you think they have the best funding in that league?
I will say this. I know Ryan is ready for it.
Yeah.
He's gonna be an awesome coach. Because it's all he cares about is that. And he got, out of all the things I tell him, everything, the world works crazy, man. Like, of all the times he was said no to when he's interviewing for head coaching jobs, this is like one of the best jobs you can possibly get as your first job.
Yeah.
I think Murray State, they passionate as hell about basketball. They love basketball. There's a big sports town. They've got it. They're probably one of the best, I think the best team in that league as far as funding, having the facilities and everything like that. So it's just a great opportunity for him. And I think he's... they've shown that and proved that with the recruiting class he brought in the short period of time they've done it.
All right, last thing, and it's an easy one. Last month, I'm sure you saw this. It was all over. Stephen A. Smith went on First Take, and basically, I don't want to say launched a campaign, but was going in on Memphis as a city, saying that he talked to NBA players, they don't want to be here. Yeah. The next day, he came with the crime statistics, and I'm not going to ask you about the crime statistics, but you were somebody that's been in lots of different locker rooms, lots of different teams over the years. Yeah. How valid is what he said just about any city, right? Like, is it a thing where NBA players say, oh, I'm not going to that city, or I'm not going to – like, just is it valid? Is there something to that?
I think listen, there could be something to it, but those are for people that haven't been here, right? Like, if you're asking someone who hasn't been here and lived here and seen the people here and been around the people here, it's easy to say, of all 30 teams, yeah, I'd rather be in L.A.
Right.
I'd rather be in Miami. Exactly. I'd rather be in Boston. Like, I can see that. Okay, cool. But, like, it's hard to have that comment and say that without being here.
Exactly.
And living here, right? Like, so if you're going to poll guys in the NBA and have them do a poll, Memphis ain't going to be at the top of that list for sure.
Right.
But that's because they've never been here. Like, if in fairness, let's be honest, when I got traded from Orlando, I'm like, damn, I'm going to Memphis. And now I'm building a house here, right? So, and the people, like, so it's unfair and fair at the same time because, like I said, if you did a poll, yeah, they're probably going
to be. But everybody wants to play in Miami or LA or 100%, Houston 100%, or Atlanta.
100%.
You know,
so
or New York.
In the grand scheme of things, when you're one of 30, yeah, Memphis is probably on the bottom of it for sure.
Right.
But Memphis has never, ever built their team around free agency. They haven't. Their team's always been built through the draft and through trade.
Right.
Period. And then once you get here, you don't want to leave here.
And by the way, that's how the Pacers have to do it.
Small market teams do it all the time.
I mean, Memphis is not special in that
way. You have to do it, though. Like, if you're talking about free agents, there's a reason there's a max contract.
Right.
Okay? If you have a max contract, you're probably not going to – you're going to pick L.A., you're going to pick Miami, you're going to pick – you know what I mean? Like, it's New York, right? Like, okay, cool. But once you get here, you don't leave. Like, there's people that consistently live here that play here. I'm one of them. So, like – I think it's unfair, but at the same time, if you, like I said, if you pull the league, yeah, he'd probably win that bet.
Yeah.
He'd probably win that bet, but it's not because of what he said.
But a lot of teams are losing that bet. A lot of markets are losing that bet. And they still bring value to the league, and they still have value to their, you know.
First of all, Memphis basketball-wise is elite as far as, like, their passion and love for basketball. From Memphis Tigers, from high school basketball, to Memphis Tigers, to the Grizzlies, like, they eat, and can't say it. Love this.
Well, you've said it already.
Right, I can't say it again, though. You said it's $50 every time.
Yeah. We're getting up there.
Yeah.
That's going to be, you're going to have to sign another client.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
You know, which we're looking forward to that news in 7 years. We'll be monitoring the platforms, man. This was fun, buddy.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for doing this.
Thanks for inviting me again for once.
Best of luck with the rest of your career.
Thank you, sir.
It's Mike Miller.
Talk to you soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'm Emma Grede, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grede, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.